this is one opera that will require sturdy footwear.
Absolutely. It's not paved.
Eric Spangler is actually wearing sandals on this sunny June afternoon. He's dodging poison ivy patches while he hikes along a trail at Leakin Park in West Baltimore. Spangler is a composer and sound artist, and he's been spending a lot of time on this trail lately. It's going to be the setting for his upcoming hiking opera titled Cantata for a Loop Trail.
Basically, we are going to take groups of up to 15 people at a time on this forest trail where they'll encounter different singers and musicians. I myself will be also playing a performing role in the piece. Along the way, there will also be recorded audio pieces broadcast to small radios. And the whole piece is about 40 minutes.
Spangler's new work has been commissioned by the ensemble Rhymes with Opera, a group that aims to broaden the definition of contemporary opera, to bring it to new venues and share it with new audiences, like hikers on a trail in a city park.
Just to give radio listeners a sense of where we are and what it's like out here today, I'll just sort of explain that this is a pretty dense forest for being in Baltimore City. And although you can hear the traffic, I mean, you are surrounded by heavy forest overgrowth. I mean, tall trees, you've got a lot of vines hanging down. It's enough to where even on a sunny day like today, it's sort of a sun-dappled experience under here, and you really do feel like you're in the woods.
Absolutely. I've always felt like I'm in a state park, you know, somewhere out of the city when I'm here in Leakin Park, but it is still within Baltimore City borders. This area here was not always forested. 100 years ago, this would have been small farms. But then as those farms became abandoned, then the forest was allowed to come back.
When Spangler's Cantata for a Loop Trail gets performed, these woods are going to be filled with singers and instrumentalists, all stationed at different points along this path. Today, though, it's just the composer walking the route alone and playing a handheld wind keyboard called a melodica. It's a disarming and oddly personal experience to walk alongside someone in the woods when that person is playing an instrument, even more so when he starts singing a song.
These things are common to all, the air, the rivers, and the sea, the forests, hills, and plains sustain our memory. We built our towns near water, reshaped its banks to suit our aims, laid rails through the river gorges, established mills along the falls. Here and there we left some trees, protecting our fields from the rising flood. We're coming now upon the first station, which is the point where we'll first encounter another singer and a violin player as well. The song that will be heard in this place is a poem by Wendell Berry, a Kentucky poet and essayist, and the title of the song is What We Need Is Here, which is one of the themes of the piece. Geese appear high over us, pass, and the sky closes. Abandon, as in love or sleep, holds them to their way. Clear in the ancient faith, what we need is here. And we pray not for a new earth or heaven, but to be quiet in heart and in eye clear. What we need is here.
You're tuned to The Signal on WIPR, and we're broadcasting this week from a trail in the woods of Baltimore's Leakin Park. Composer and sound artist Eric Spangler is our guide. He's getting set to stage a hiking opera right here along this trail.
I'm realizing as we're walking along, Eric, that this experience isn't so much about imagining a pure sort of natural world as it is meditating on how that natural world has changed on account of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's interesting that, you know, as we're walking along, we hear the birds singing, but you also constantly hear that drone of traffic not so far away.
Yep. The oral history interviews that are going to be part of the recorded audio pieces will focus on questions of the landscape, also questions about the soundscape, like sounds that are unique to this area, sounds that have disappeared. Other questions relate to people's hopes for the future of this area.
Spangler points into the woods and explains he'll have a portable FM transmitter installed there. It'll broadcast his sonic montages to small radios that'll be hanging from trees at different points along the trail. As the audiences hike, they'll encounter these disembodied voices in the woods, oral histories mixed with pre-recorded instrumental and electronic music.
Sort of thing. Kids now, that is a primary source of experience. Is they're monitors, and people become, you know, fearful of the outdoors, or just in the city, just go, you know, people keep their kids indoors because they're afraid of them just being out on the street. So there is this phobia about being outdoors and interacting with your neighborhood and all that. And it's my hope that more so reconnect to each other, reconnect to nature.
To the four directions people scattered on the wind. So many dislocations, where did it all begin? Where is home? Where is home? Where can I lay down my bones? In some soil that my children may know. This ground has seen its share of leaving in its time. Broken treaties, broken farms covered with vine. Here I am, walking through the sacred land of a tribe that I never have known.
When I hear you sing, Eric, I hear traces of old Appalachian mountain holler harmonies.
Yeah, that was a big influence on the music of this piece. I also taught myself the banjo while composing this piece because I wrote a part for banjo, which I'm not actually playing, but some of the pre-recorded stuff that we'll be playing from the radios is my own playing on the banjo.
Having this piece out here on a nature trail really makes the environment up an extra musician. I mean, it gives a causality to every breeze that blows through the leaves, or every, you know, siren that you hear in the distance on the, you know, the main road over there just beyond the park.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to treat the soundscape that exists here as a texture and as a component of the piece. And the recorded audio pieces that we'll be playing, there's also sampling from this environment. I've gone out, done some field recordings, then like built different rhythmic patterns out of those for particular sections.
I'm realizing as we're walking along here on this trail, in this sort of slow, deliberate fashion, that there's something very sort of ritualistic almost about it, taking a slow walk together. It's almost like a funeral procession, or at least a somber kind of meditative experience.
Absolutely. I think it does relate to, in some ways, to sort of religious ceremonial processions and ritual, although there's no like specific religious overtone to it, but more about just like re-entering an examination of our relationship to nature.
You have a great term for this experience. You call it a secular ecological mass.
That's it, yeah.
Is this a naturally occurring tunnel that we're walking through here of all these giant tree boughs over the trail? This is an amazing coincidence of nature, isn't it?
Yeah, this is one of the things that was first really appealing to me upon discovering this trail, is all these natural arches that are created by some of the trees. Some of the trees are blown over, and then they've continued to grow in this sort of like arch over the path. I don't know, it reminds me of Narnia or something.
And people have continued to pile up lean-tos of branches, so it's almost like you can't tell what's naturally sort of fell that way and what's been built up around it.
Absolutely, yeah. You have a continuum of like what's very apparently, you know, intentional artwork, and then, you know, naturally occurring configurations of the trees and branches and vines that you'll find around here.
So, Eric, what's where's home for you? Did you grow up surrounded by woods and trails like this?
Well, I always had easy access to the woods when I was growing up. I grew up in Iowa City, Iowa, and we lived basically on the edge of town. And, you know, I would sort of have freedom to go ride my bike and play in the woods for hours, you know. I've lived here in Baltimore for now 7 years. And now, you know, thinking of this more and more as home.
And if I can mention this, you're the dad of some young kids yourself, and you're raising them here in Baltimore City, and they're not going to have that same kind of experience of vast, uncharted woods to run off in, are they?
No, it's not the same, but I definitely make a point of making sure that we're getting out into the woods and into the mountains or to the bay, you know, on a fairly regular basis. You know, so they're not always just surrounded by concrete. We have wandered so far from home, heard the call of a remembered sound, trying to find our way back to some sense of place. Land, water, air, and memory. Standing by the well of passion, a deer runs across my path. I hold my daughter close to my breast. Coming home, I sat on a sunlit bench and recorded some sounds. Crickets hold a drone, call and response of the birds above my head. I remember the rising wave of hoofbeats emerging from the base of distant machinery at the edge of the forest.
The end of the trail appears around a bend as Spangler finishes singing a song. When his opera gets performed, he'll have an audience of 15 fellow hikers walking with him at this point, along with a violinist, a banjo player, a flugelhorn player, and an ensemble of singers. You have to imagine that when this production happens, it'll prove to be a somehow disorienting, yet grounding communal experience for everyone involved. There's a bond among fellow travelers that usually leaves them transformed when they come home.
So as we exit this trail and return to where we began, I wonder what you're hoping your audience will take away with them from this experience.
Well, most of all, I hope that they come back here. You know, one of my goals is just to make people aware of some of these, you know, beautiful spaces that are still in the city and easily accessible. And also just to have felt like you've gone on a journey of transformation where you've kind of experienced a sense of like what changes this place has gone through, and to have some affection for this place and want to tell other people about it and return to it.
Eric Spangler's hiking opera, Cantata for a Loop Trail, happens this weekend, Saturday, June 14th, and Sunday, June 15th, at the Norman Reeves Trail at Leakin Park in West Baltimore. If you're interested in hiking along, you can find directions and other information online at rhymeswithopera.org. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.